Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is about the Isaac of Vitebsk. He was one of the greatest Hasidim of the Alter Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, and he lived until 105 years old. Now, for 85 of those years, that is from when he was 20 until he was 105, he was a Rav. For 15 years, he was a Rav in the city of Ostrona, and for 70 years, he was a Rav in Vitebsk. Now, in all those years, Rav Isaac never ate honey cake. Nobody knew why. But just before he passed away, he told the story of why he never ate honey cake for the entire 85 years that he was a Rav. Rav Isaac said like this: many years ago, when I was first starting out as a Rav, I was invited to a simcha. The table was full of many different types of cake, including honey cake. I took a piece of cake, not honey cake. I said the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Bardei Menei Mezainos. I began to eat the honey cake. I'm sorry, I began to eat the cake, not the honey cake. Regular, another type of cake. Right away, one of the guests said to me, why did you make a bracha on a regular piece of cake when you could have made a bracha on honey cake? Doesn't the code of Jewish law, the Shulchan Aruch, tell us that honey cake is more chashuv, more of an important type of cake than other cakes? And therefore, if one has a choice between honey cake and regular cake, one should have the honey cake first, make the bracha on that. The truth was, said Isaac, that I had forgotten this halacha. But since I was a young Rav, I was not willing to admit my mistake. And so I said, I don't eat honey cake. So from that day on, I never tasted honey cake, Isaac said, because I wanted to keep my word that I don't eat honey cake. So therefore, from then on, for the next 85 years, I never ate honey cake. From this story, we see that we should actually admit our mistake. That's first of all. But at least we should tell the truth. And if we say that we are going to do something or not do something, it's very important to keep that. As a matter of fact, that's why we often say, believe nader, without a promise. If somebody says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do the other thing, they should always add on the words, believe nader, without a promise. Because even if we need to do something, even if we are planning to do something, a good thing, it could be that it will not exactly work out, and then we will have broken our promise. So it's very important to be sure not to break a promise. However, of course, Hashem has made us a big promise. That is that he was going to bring the Geula very soon, and for sure, Hashem will not break that promise. Thank you very much for joining. Story of the day.